Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Powell. Very nice to have you with us today. Some of you may have thought that we would have been blown away by the wind, but I'll tell you about that and this storm that we had last weekend after we listened to our first song. And I was trying to think of a nice way to begin, so I thought we'd have a little bit of Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town, better than old King Kong.
Bad Bad, Leroy Brown, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us. Well, last week on the show, I said that, you know, we had a big typhoon that was coming our way. I think that perhaps that was a little bit of an understatement, because in all the years that I have been in Taiwan, Typhoon Sodalor actually happened to be the worst that I experienced. Worst in the sense of wind and rain and flooding that happened in Taipei. Now, the city itself was not flooded. We have very good river walls that go along the Xindian and Jilong River, which go all the way to Danshui, starting off at around Xindian in one direction, and Taoyuan District in another direction. So it was very, very well protected. But the winds itself were quite interesting, because just prior to the storm arriving in Taiwan, it had gained a little bit of speed. Now, last week when we recorded Media Network Plus, actually it was recorded pretty late in the afternoon because we didn't have time to do it before. And I'd realized after listening to the show, you can actually start hearing the winds blowing in the background. Now, let me explain something to you about this typhoon. It was supposed to originally hit... Now, Friday, I should backtrack a little bit. We have something in Taiwan called the Central Weather Bureau, which is the, well, like the name it suggests, the Central Weather Bureau. So they were monitoring the storm. And there were parts of Taiwan that they'd already issued on Thursday evening, last Thursday evening, a typhoon warning. So businesses and schools had to remain shut on Friday. Now, in our part of Taiwan, which is northern Taiwan, Taipei, and the rest of the country, they didn't issue it until Friday. But Friday was a normal business day. Yes, businesses were open, the banks, post office, schools, and everybody went to work as normal. But the warning was issued for from 6 p.m. onward. And that's because the eye of the typhoon was getting closer to Taiwan, which means the winds were also picking up. And the storm was a little bit unpredictable in the sense that it had a lot of speed and was very strong when it hit the U.S. territory of Saipan and Guam. And then making its way to Taiwan, it gained even more and then started losing a bit. But then just prior to arriving in Taiwan, it had gained some speed again. And I don't mean the speed that the typhoon is traveling, but I mean the wind speed. So Friday evening is when they issued the typhoon warning for land and sea. The ships around Taiwan were all pulled into harbor and tied to very secure objects so they wouldn't be tossed around. And that evening, Friday evening, I managed still to do a few things because some shops were still operating as normal because, like I said, the typhoon was still off the coast of Taiwan, so they actually stayed open until their normal closing hour, which was 10 p.m. Some did stay open a little bit later. For example, supermarkets, they stayed open past 11 p.m. and in some cases midnight. But just starting probably around 10 p.m., between 10 p.m. and midnight, the winds started to really get strong. Now, I was already home, so I was actually preparing my house for this typhoon that was going to hit, which means securing all the plants in one corner and tying them all together. Plants that couldn't be moved, tying them down with a mesh and also a cord so the branches can't be broken off. And also preparing my front balcony at home, because I do have a number of plants, and there's also some things on the balcony that can get blown around as well. So those were either secured, and the lawn furniture that I have in my back balcony garden Well, all the lawn furniture was brought inside because there was really no place to put it. Hence, it would have been blowing around like there was no tomorrow. So after all that was done, it was maybe, well, just before midnight, and the storm and the winds are gathering more and more speed. And all of a sudden, it was like a light switch. Literally, a light switch. It was almost like somebody said, oh, now we're going to go into super typhoon mode, and they flipped the switch, because that's how fast it actually came. And I should tell you that at this point, the eye of the storm and the storm wall itself still hadn't even reached Taiwan, but that's how violent it had already become, and that's how big a typhoon this was. Well, as the evening went on, I decided, well, I'll watch a little bit of television. So I did that for a bit, and then thought, well, I should do some work, and I was planning to do some reading and researching some stuff, but it was just a little bit impossible to do because of the noise. So I thought, well, okay, I'll bring my iPad to the bedroom and read something and then try to fall asleep. Well, that certainly didn't happen, because probably 30 minutes or an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, yeah, around that amount of time, the storm got extremely, I mean, words cannot describe at how bad it actually got. So, because of the noise and the rain and the whistling of the wind going by the windows, I decided, well, I might as well get up and just to check outside to see if anything, nothing too much was damaged. But I have to say, this was really the worst that I have ever experienced. It was kind of interesting at the same time because I wasn't really worried or anything like that, because Taiwan is very well prepared for these kind of nature events. I mean, you know, there's two ways you can look at it. Either you panic and go crazy, or just, well, go along with the ride. As I said to somebody that night, as I posted on Facebook, I said, oh, I wish I could take my windsurfing board out. It would be a perfect win. I probably would have been blown on the other side of the planet, but nevertheless, it would have been a lot of fun. So anyway, as the morning, because we're already in morning, was progressing, the wind just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And as the typhoon was making landfall, it was quite extraordinary, because if you haven't experienced a typhoon, which is a little bit like maybe what Americans would call a hurricane, or in the Pacific, a cyclone, it is interesting because there are moments of it when you think everything is fine and the wind literally stops. And then you get a huge gust of wind of around 220 kilometers an hour. And that will last maybe 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden, silence again. So that's a little bit what it was like. And there are some good points to having the downtime of the storm, which I will tell you about after we take a listen to our next song. It's Matlahini and the Mo Hatala Queens from South Africa.
Sakala upakanga, sauchana bulolonga.
from South Africa, Matlahini, and the Malahada Telequeens, the Mahotela Queens. I'm not even going to pronounce the title of this track, so if you send me a message or email, I'll tell you what it is. But it's something... I know there's probably a noise that I have to make with Mbekangang or something like that. Anyway, doesn't matter. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, continuing on my typhoon story. As I mentioned a few moments ago, there are down points in the typhoon when the wind almost stops. There's a lot of heavy rain, but the wind almost stops. So I actually thought at the first one, well, I'll take this opportunity to go outside to check that everything is okay. And everything was okay. And then as I was outside, when things started picking up, so I went back inside, tried to get more sleep. That didn't work, so I might as well just stay up, you know. And then at one point I heard a... let me try to make the noise for you. If you take a big piece of metal, right, that weighs maybe 6 kilograms or more, and drag it along a cement floor and add the sound at the same time, you get a picture of the noise. Excuse me. Well, that's actually what I had heard. And I thought, oh no, what happened? Well, I went outside in the wind and the rain, and I should mention that my balcony is covered, but not on the sides. So the cover doesn't make any... The roof on the balcony doesn't make any difference anyway. I was still going to get soaked, and I was soaked literally within a few seconds. My barbecue had essentially moved 2 meters. It moved 2 meters. And I was shocked, because I thought I'd secured it down, and I did. But the rope, the cord... That I'd used to tie it, which I'd used to tie in other typhoons before, had just broke. It was a clean snap. So then, hence in the rain and the wind, I decided, well, I have to move it back into place. So I put it under the stairs, which go to the rooftop, and secured it there. And that all took no more than 5 minutes, and it was almost like stepping into a shower. That's how wet I was. Anyway, after I dried off, I said to myself, there was something outside that kind of disturbed me. And I really didn't pay too close attention to it. Now, when you go outside in those kind of typhoon winds, there's a few things you have to watch out for. First, flying debris, which is quite dangerous, because you can get really injured by it, or in some cases you can get killed. Now, here in Taiwan, many people have water tanks on their roof. So the water goes from the pipe street, the pipe that's on the street, up to the water tank, fills the water tank, and then gets pumped down to your house. So we have these water tanks everywhere. They're big, made of tin. And they have a little hat on the top, which is used to service the electronic mechanism inside to determine how much water there is. Anyway, these essentially are the size of a frisbee, and they go on and they go off. Sometimes they're secured, and sometimes they're not. And when they're not, they literally fly around like frisbees. And I'd found one on my balcony. Didn't hit me, because I think it had fallen there before, but I remember looking at it and thinking, oh, there's a little bit too much water on the ground. That's the floor of my balcony. Well, essentially, after I thought about this and thought I should check it again, I went outside, and there was literally 5 to 7 centimeters of water on my balcony. Now you're saying to yourself, Keith, what, you don't have drains? Actually, yes, I do have drains, but that just goes to show you how much rain had fallen in that short period of time. Really, I mean, it was shocking. So I went back inside, took a pump out that I had, and started pumping the water away from the balcony. And during the course of probably 4 or 5 hours, I had to do that a number of times, because literally after I would drain all the water away, in maybe 45 minutes, there was that much water there again. Here in Taipei, during the typhoon, we got something almost like 200, and I think the official figure was 242 millimeters of water, 242 milliliters of water, which is a lot, you know, which is a lot. That's more than the rainfall that we've had all year round, even with all the rain that we get in the wintertime and the monsoons during the summer. So I was draining all this water. We're hearing all kinds of noises going on outside. And then sun started coming up. And I could have a better view from my window of what it was like. And it was astonishing. We lost power at home for approximately 15 minutes, but it returned very quickly. As for PCJ, well, we actually had quite a few problems. Now, on the Wednesday, our own transmitter site located in North Taiwan, we decided to shut it down for the transmissions that we had from late Friday evening until late Saturday afternoon, which is a good thing that we did, and we moved those transmissions to transmitter sites from Radio Taiwan International. But we also had some problems. Our studio went without power for about 2 hours, but we have a backup generator in the building where PCJ is located, so that we were able to get the power back in approximately 5 minutes, and that was not a problem. But where we did have a problem was our communication lines. Our communication lines went down. So radio stations in the Pacific and Southeast Asia that rebroadcast us live, retransmit us live, and stations that download programs from PCJ from our FTP couldn't do so because all communication lines were down. And there was nothing that we can really do during the course of the typhoon. The only thing that we could do is wait. Wait until things got somewhat normal. And then also in my area where I live, because I really had nothing to do, especially at one point, I thought, well, I'll listen to some shortwave radio. And I was doing that. I was listening to the BBC, Radio Australia, a number of other stations all coming in, well, the way they normally do. And then at one point, and this was rather funny, I was tuning to the Voice of Korea from North Korea, and I was listening for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, the radio signal from Voice of Korea, which is also very strong here in Taiwan, vanished in a split of a second. And as that was happening at home, I can hear... Well, that's not exactly the noise, but I think you get the general idea. Basically, what happened, the antenna, one of my shortwave antennas, had, at first, I thought maybe just broke. No, it didn't break. But luckily, I had another antenna, so I switched it over to that. And then a couple of hours later, the same thing happened. But cable TV wasn't working, so it was rather boring at that point. So I just switched everything off and decided to read, which was difficult to do because of the noise. Anyway, we're going to listen to another song. And then when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I saw at around 9 o'clock in the morning. Which, well, that was a bit shocking in itself. Herman's Hermits, No Milk Today.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that I've been behind the door where my love reigned a scream? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night into day. The company was gay, we turned night into day. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for a symbol of the dawn. Could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today.
Herman's Hermits here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. And I'm recounting, well, the typhoon that we experienced last week here in Taiwan, Typhoon Sotolor. Well, to continue with my story, at approximately 9 o'clock in the morning, after this typhoon had been going on for quite some time, it was still quite strong, not as bad as it had been. So I headed to a local store to buy something, and things were still flying around. When I mean flying around, I'm not over-dramatizing it. Things were literally flying around. And then all of a sudden, as soon as the storm had arrived, it went away just quicker. It had actually just passed through Taiwan and was already making its exit from Taiwan towards the South China Sea, and making its way towards China. So things started to calm down a bit. The rain had stopped, but there was still a considerable amount of wind. Not 220 kilometers an hour. That had gone down to between 80 and 100 kilometers an hour. And still the gusts that would appear every now and again. So then I said, well, I'm going to take a walk in the neighborhood. So I got ready and headed outside, and I took my phone with me and was taking a lot of pictures, and I was surprised, because like I said, I had experienced many typhoons in Taiwan, and I'd seen flooding, and I'd seen trees falling down, but never the amount of trees that I had seen falling down. One of the big streets that we have here is called Sanmin Lu, which of course is the address where PCJ is located, and I don't live too far from that. It's a pretty long street, maybe about 2 kilometers or so. And I would estimate that 4 out of every 6 trees had been either blown away or had broken like a toothpick. There were streets when I walked down Saturday morning. You couldn't see any of the parked cars, only maybe perhaps a tire appearing from underneath some leaves, because all the trees had been blown away. And this was pretty much common in areas of Taipei and also around Taiwan, where there were a lot of trees. Many, many, many were destroyed. I then decided to walk to the Xindian River, which is only about 5 minutes to where I live. Now, the Xindian River also has a very, very beautiful park on the Taipei side and the new Taipei city side. There's many different types of sports that you can do there, and it's also part of Taiwan's bicycle network. It's very extensive. Well, when I went there, I was shocked. The river had busted its banks because of flooding from the mountains that went into the Xindian River. And it had bust its banks. I was shocked. The water went up by, I'm not kidding, 7 meters. 7 meters high. You couldn't see anything. You could occasionally see the tops of some trees, the ones that were still standing. Many of them were flattened because of the force of the water, or had been weakened from the force of the wind and then just drowned out completely. And the amount of debris that this rushing water had picked up from the mouth of the Xindian River coming from Wulai, which is about 25 kilometers away, making its way all the way to Danshui, which opens up into the South China Sea. The Taiwan Straits. It was just absolutely incredible to see how everything was. Lights, trees. There are 2 football pitches. They were underwater. There are 2 baseball pitches. You can see the top of the fence that they have at the bullpen. The basketball court was completely underwater. You couldn't even see the baskets. That's how high this water was. It was absolutely incredible. There's a couple of cranes right now. It's called the Taipei River Park Drive. A couple of cranes and construction equipment because of some work that they're doing. Those were all underwater. It was really quite surprising. I was, like I said, a little bit... It happened before, but never to that degree. And literally, these river walls, which are only about maybe 0.5 meter thick, but nevertheless still quite high, is the only thing that was protecting New Taipei City and Taipei City from flooding. Now, there were areas of Taiwan that did get a lot of flooding, especially the mountainous areas, because there are no... Well, you can't build protection up there. But the city itself was really saved by this flooding. In some areas, they even have a highway that goes through. The highway was closed off because of the rising waters. But the water started to subside very quickly. And by that evening around sundown, around 6:30, the water had already started to go away. And I thought, well, I'll have to see what it's like tomorrow. So Sunday morning, after getting a pretty decent sleep that night, because I hadn't slept in almost 24 hours, I headed there Sunday morning. And the gates were still closed, because they couldn't let anybody in because of the amount of mud that had been collected in the park. I mean, the grass was torn away, trees were torn away. But I managed to find an area that I can actually get through to go into the Riverside Park. So I did that, and all you saw was debris, trees, logs, dead fish, all kinds of rubbish that had been picked up along the way, a couple of scooters, one motor car, because it's also a parking area, one motor car, and it just didn't stop. It just didn't stop. And this, if you put how big this Riverside Park is, it stretches about 50 kilometers in distance. And it's actually more when you take out all the... Because the river itself branches off into sections, right? So if you take that into consideration as well, it's a very big area. Some areas, the flooding was worse than others. Now, 5 minutes from where I live, it was one of the worst. But if I go 10 minutes in the other direction towards an area called Xinzhuang, the water did go up, but it didn't cause as much damage, and that's because of the way that the water was flowing from the mountains in Wulai. But as I said, it was shocking. It was absolutely shocking. Anyway, that was a little bit about what we experienced last weekend in Taiwan. The worst typhoon, I think, Like I said, in all the years that I've been in Asia, this is the worst typhoon that I experienced, but everything was fine. There were a few injuries here and there, mainly from like falling debris and all that. And they quickly started to clean things up. Sunday, when I went out, they were already cleaning debris. Monday, Tuesday, it's going to be going on at least for a few weeks. The Riverside Park will take a little bit longer because it's such a big area. But they've already started doing that. So I know there were some people saying, oh, I hope you're going to be... Actually, and everything was fine. Everything was fine. There was really no need to worry. Okay, time for music again. Oh, I think we didn't play enough this week, but I wanted to explain to you what we went through with Typhoon Sotolor. You know, I did shoot some video, and I will post that video on YouTube very soon. Anyway, Desmond Dekker and Israelites here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Call me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. She said I was yours to receive.
Oh, me Israelite.
Shut them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, me Israelite.
After a storm there must be a calm. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm. Bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelite,
sir. Step a wipe on my feet, step the back up and not leave me. Darling, she said that was yours to receive.
Oh,
Israelite, sir. Look, you chucked them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and
the Israelite Desmond Dekker. Now, I think it was last week on the show or before that I mentioned that when we had the holiday that we took, we recorded some shows. And this week I just started editing some of those, and I will let you know later on when we will broadcast them. So I don't know, we're not going to bring them yet, but I will let you know as soon as we do. Since I've been talking quite a bit today, I thought we'd now have two songs back to back, kicking off with Lulu and Tossin and Turnin.
I couldn't sleep at all last night, just the thinking of you, baby, things work right. Before, because I was tossing and turning.
Frank Sinatra and Something. And before that, Lulu, Tossin' and Turnin'. Well, we're nearly out of time. If you wish to contact us here on the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very, very simple. It's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And let us know how you heard the program, if it was on shortwave, medium wave, FM, or the internet. We'd love to hear from you. And I think that's it. Yes, actually, no, that is it. I'm going to leave you right now and head off and have dinner. So we're going to leave you with John Lewis and a song that was also made popular by Frank Sinatra and a number of others. It's from the John Lewis CD, Evolution. with September Song. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.